I was really hoping that a very small directed meteor might just come and polish me off the face of the earth. And this experience I had was so profound. It connected me back to, well, the biggest word I can think of is God.
Well, I'm here naked. That's the truth, and so are you, and it's okay to remember that it's okay to really feel it, feel every little bit.
Hello and welcome to another week of the Getting Naked with Nate podcast. I am your host, Nate Maingard, and today's episode is a solo one. I actually haven't done this particular style in a while. I did a lot of it at the beginning before I really was bringing guests on, and I actually kind of missed it, especially after last week's episode with Kino Granis. I was chatting with her, and at some point I mentioned, oh, I used to do these ones with the songs. She's like, yeah, I totally loved those ones. I used to listen to them. She didn't say all the time. I was going to say all the time, but she said, I used to listen to them. And I got really excited because I was like, damn it, people loved that. I loved it. Why did I stop doing that? And so this week will be unpacking and unfolding and diving deep into the experience of my song Every Leaf, which is one of the songs I wrote in 2019. I've only written a few this year, but that is one of them. And it has quite an intense story for me. I kind of like played it at first and then I left it for a while. And then I played it again and I recorded it actually in my kitchen, which is just off to the side of me. You can't see it unless you're a patron. I'm releasing this as like an uncut extended video. So if you want to see all the awkwardness behind the scenes and how I record an episode, then you should totally get it on the Patreon, which you'll find at my website as usual. Bloody hell, where I'm lost now. So Every Leaf, right. That's what this episode's going to be about. And then I have some more guests coming up and I'm not sure. I'm just going to kind of like chop and change. I like this journalistic style. I like this style, which is the, you know, going deep into a song, telling stories based around that song. I was chatting with my friend Ricardo, actually one of the past guests on this, Roman, about it. And he was like, you should just do freestyle storytelling, man. That shit's cool. So I don't know. Who knows? Maybe that I'll do some of that as well. My ring is banging on the tabletop here. So what's been going on? It's been a good week so far. It was a good week. Releasing that episode last week with Kino Granis was so good. I loved chatting with her. I loved editing it. I loved sharing it with people. People have been enjoying it. So if you haven't yet heard that one, I do recommend you go back and give it a listen. As always, all of my stuff's available, nakedwithnate.com, nakedwithnate.com. And you can even hashtag nakedwithnate, and I think I follow that hashtag on Instagram. I don't know what you'd share when you hashtag that, but go ahead and keep it clean, because otherwise Instagram will block you. What else did I want to say? I don't know, man. I'm just freestyling right here. I'm really busy with getting my album out, my mini album Echoes. So I'm in the final test printing before we do the big run of printing posters and stickers and CDs. And then it's fulfilling all the rewards from the pre-sale. So lots going on, really exciting stuff. And just super stoked. I'm also really excited because my brother's visiting from Australia right now. And so I'm getting to spend a bit of time with him and my dad and my mom. They're coming over for lunch tomorrow. My mom, my brother, that's cool. And just overall feeling pretty good about things after my wilderness survival course, which I'm trying to make a vlog about, but I couldn't really film while I was on the survival part of it. So it's kind of a bit strange. The sort of meaty part is non-existent. Anyway, so what I like to do with this podcast is that before I tell the story of the song, which is what I'm going to do later, before I do that, I want to basically give you a chance to hear the song without my input, without my kind of influence on you, on your innocent little mind, as I mold you into a clone army that will then go out and dominate the world on my orders. So before that happens, I want you to just hear the song and get the subliminal message deep inside you, which sounds way kinkier and dodgier than I anticipated. But before all that happens, I want you to hear it. And then I will tell you the story of the song. And it is very deep. It is very meaningful. And it's kind of about this idea of having mystical experiences or having connected experiences with oneness or with God or with the universe. And then having to come back and live in a three-dimensional reality with a body and relationships and all the complexities of life. That's it. Very short, but I'll go much deeper into it after we hear it. So here it is. Thank you for being here. Thank you for getting naked with Nate. I love doing this podcast. I hope that someday it makes me some money, but that I clearly is not why I do it, because this is my 51st episode and I don't have any sponsors and it doesn't bring in any extra money, but I still keep doing it because I freaking love it. That's what I'm realizing, is like, if I love it, I just have to keep doing it. Who convinced us? Who was this genius, the evil genius, I might add, who convinced us that money is how we should judge the value or the quality or the success of our lives? What a trickster. What a tricky, tricky situation, because in actual fact, money is an invention that we have all agreed on, that we're using together, but it's not necessary for human thriving. It's not necessary for us to be successful, be confident, have good lives, have an amazing experience of life. It's a trap, actually. It's a prison in some ways for most of the people in this world. I consider myself quite successful with what I've done with my music and a lot of other things, but I still feel trapped by money and all these ideas of what I should and shouldn't be able to afford, etc. So I guess doing something that I'm going to do, whether I get paid or not, is a good indication to me that it's something worth doing for me. So yes, if you do love it, you can go to nakedwithnate.com and become one of the supporters of this podcast. Join this community of enthusiastic, magical, magnificent, I can't think of another word with M, but I want to, mentally masticating, marauding monsters in the most magnificent way. Oh, that was really too much stress. But if you want to be one of those cool people with lots of M's in your title, then become a patron, because it's rad and I could really do with the help, clearly, to pay for therapy. As you can hear, I'm losing my mind one moment at a time. And while I do that, here is Every Leaf, and I will be back straight after to share the depths of this story. And I believe it is a very beautiful and important one, and that you're going to love it. So enjoy Every Leaf. I'll see you on the other side.
In every leaf a universe, in every verse a unity of leaves and trees and mysteries, or who knows what it means. In every leaf a universe, in every verse a unity of leaves and trees and mysteries, or who knows what it means. I am sitting in your shade, filled with gratitude for every leaf you've made. The sun is shining bright today, so I'll rest a while and soon I will be on my way. In every leaf a universe, in every verse a unity of leaves and trees and mysteries, oh, who knows what it means. I read futures in their veins, simply telling me that life always finds a way, until I am back home again. Sit here in wonder, learning how to pray. In every leaf a universe, in every verse a unity of leaves and trees and mysteries, oh, who knows what it means. Can it be what it seems? Mysteries, or who knows what it means. In every leaf a universe, in every verse a unity of leaves and trees and mysteries. what it means. Who knows what it means? Who knows what it means? Now look at all these scenes.
If you listened very carefully at the end there, you could hear a little sort of popping, and that was, I don't know, some like bubble bursting in my lip or something when I was just, you know, like a little spit bubble, which is probably too much information. But nevertheless, that's what happened. So I recorded that in one take in my kitchen. There is actually a, that is the official version that is up on Apple Music and Spotify and everywhere else. A little behind the scenes info for you. Also the video version that's on YouTube, same deal. All of these can be found at the show notes, nakedwithnate.com/everyleaf, one word, every leaf. And yeah, so let's get into where the song came from, and then I'll do a nice little breakdown of the lyrics. So for me, just in case you didn't know this, lyrics is what got me into music. It's why I love music. It's the whole thing. So I love having an excuse and an opportunity to just go deep into the meaning of a song like this. So thank you for listening. I hope that it's as enjoyable for you as it is for me. I definitely have a lot of fun with it. So what this song came out of was basically that a part of my medicine with my depression, in all the research that I've been doing over these years, trying to find ways to just feel better, one of the things that kept coming up time and time and time again was around psychedelic-assisted therapy. And if you listened to my podcast episode of maybe 3 episodes ago or so, I'll also put it in the show notes, it was about how magic mushrooms or psilocybin has been helping me with depression. That might sound shocking to you if you don't know the research, if you don't know what's happening with it all right now. I don't want to go too much into it, but just do your own research, look into it. Actually, psilocybin specifically has been given emergency status by the FDA in the United States, which is only given to substances that have the potential to massively benefit mankind because of their medicinal properties. So just so you know, that's what's happening there. It should be legal for clinical use within the next 5 years in the States, and hopefully many other places will follow. I know it's been decriminalized in a few cities there. Anyway, long story short, I had one of my big therapeutic psilocybin journeys some earlier this year. It is a very powerful, very subjective, very inward experience where I take what is considered a hero's dose, which is 5 grams dried, and lie back and have a facilitated journey. So there's someone there looking after me. It's in a safe space. Everything's been set up. I'm being prepared for it. It's very well cared for. Do not try this at home. This stuff is dangerous. Do not do it by yourself. I do not recommend that to anyone. And I had this experience, and it was hugely, at the time I was in a very dark, depressive state. It was actually in December of last year, now that I remember, it was towards the end of the year. And I was really struggling. I honestly wanted to check out of life. I wasn't thinking about killing myself, but I was really hoping that a very small directed meteor might just come and polish me off the face of the earth. And this experience I had was so profound. It connected me back to, well, the biggest word I can think of is God, but it's not like God with a beard sitting in the clouds. It is that God is everything. And the only thing that prevents me from remembering that is this identity that I call Nathan. And when I can let that circle that I call Nathan, the part of God that I circle and call myself, when I can erase the lines around that circle, all that I am is everything and everything is me and we are all one. And it is beautiful and terrifying and beyond the human mind or language to express. I say that's like I'm trying to express, but it's impossible to. You can't get it unless you know it. And I knew it. It's considered a mystical experience. That is one of the defining factors of a mystical experience, is that you cannot know. People always say, I don't know how to explain it. Words aren't enough. There's no way to tell. But also another defining factor of a mystical experience is that the people who have them are 100% certain that it was real and true. And I definitely felt that. So I had this huge weight lifted off me where I realized it's okay that Nathan will someday die and that's okay. Nathan is just a projection of identity that is still a part of the whole, that is divine, that is infinite, that is everything. And it was beautiful and it was hard and it was magnificent. It was all these amazing, wonderful things. And then I went home and I woke up the next morning and I was still Nathan and I was still feeling depressed and my neck was still sore and all these things that I'm living and I still money what to do and work what to do and all the questions that come with being human were still there. And that was really difficult to deal with. And I felt quite sad about it. I felt quite down again. And so I was kind of moping around a little bit that morning. And I, at some point, through some grace, some divine grace, I leaned down and picked up my guitar, which I actually at that point hadn't played in some months. I was just really not playing music. I was not connected to my creativity, was not connected to much. And I picked up my guitar and I went and I opened the sort of the back door onto the stoop, and I sat in the door frame and I picked up my guitar and I just started strumming, just because I didn't know what else to do. It was like, at least I can do this, just play some random nothingness on my guitar. And as I was playing, I was sitting under a tree on this, in the frame of this door, and I looked down on the floor and there was a leaf which had fallen from the tree. And I picked up the leaf and I looked at it, and I looked at it more closely, and I looked at it more closely, and I kind of had this moment of realizing I could zoom into this leaf basically to infinity. I mean, whatever quarks is as far as we've gone, which is pretty far. But what happens after quarks? What makes up them? How far do we go? Where does it stop? I don't know if we found the end of that one yet. And then I could go out into infinity too. If I went zoomed out of Earth and then zoomed out on our solar system and the galaxy and our arm of the galaxy, and then kept zooming out. It just gave me the sense of perspective looking at this little leaf. And I just started playing and singing this song, which you've just heard, and that it's Every Leaf. And so it just kind of poured out of me. And it was, in a way, it was like the salve, the soothing medicine, the soothing coconut oil massage after the intensity of going into and like scrubbing all my cells, in a way. I don't know if that makes sense, but it felt like I had woken up that morning being like, how do I integrate infinity and God and divinity and stuff so far beyond the human mind? How do I integrate that into my daily life? How does it actually make a difference? How does it fucking change anything? Like, you know what I mean? How does it actually change anything? And this song, in a way, was helping me to integrate. And so this is the lyrics. I'm going to go through the lyrics because it'll help you and probably me as well to unpack it a little further. And please do tell me your thoughts and feelings if you have a moment, if you have desire. To me, the podcasting medium is still a strange one because I'm at this point sitting in front of my desk, speaking into space, into a microphone, into my software. I don't know who you are. I don't know when you're listening. I don't know what your feelings are. I would love to know all of those things. So if you feel to, please go to nakedwithnate.com, and well, you can go straight to the post, nakedwithnate.com/everyleaf, and you'll be on the show notes. And then you can leave, there should be on the sidebar an option to leave a voice note, and yeah, just various ways to stay in touch. You can also send me a message on that site, et cetera, et cetera. So say hi, say hello. I would love to hear from you. Anyway, so the song starts with the chorus, which is, in every leaf a universe, in every verse a unity of leaves and trees and mysteries, oh, who knows what it means. And so as I've just explained, I was looking at this leaf and I was like, oh my gosh, this leaf contains universes and it contains me and I contain it and we contain one another and it's fractal and it's infinite. Oh my gosh, how wonderful. In every verse, a unity, which is that idea again of how it's all, there is a unity within it. All molecules dancing through the infinity of space and time, and it's all resonating. And that's my other song, It's All Music, which talks about that a lot. I think I may have done an episode about that. Anyway, if I haven't yet, I will do one about that as well. Similar kind of things. and then the first verse is, I am sitting in your shade, filled with gratitude for every leaf you've made. The sun is shining bright today, so I'll rest a while and soon I will be on my way. And I was in that moment, I think what I was connecting with is that we are all the leaves on the trees of life, and we all at one time or another can offer one another shade, can offer safety and rest from the intensity of the sun, of the light, as it beats down on us sometimes and as it beats us down sometimes. It's incredible to have the opportunity to rest in the shade of the tree that is everything, that is everyone. And I know that I've been the tree in the shade for some people at some times, and I know so many people who've been that for me at other times. And I just was feeling this connected moment of us all providing these services for one another in our times. And so also in our times, being able to collapse, like as I was in that time, and as I still feel in a lot of my life, quite collapsed and wrestling with how to move holistically through my life. I feel very supported in many ways in that, and I'm very grateful for that. So then we have the chorus again. And one of the things about the chorus, actually someone was a bit, maybe not pissed off, but he definitely had something to say about it when I first shared the song, and how, you know, in every leaf a universe, in every verse a unity of leaves and trees and mysteries, oh, who knows what it means. The person commented on it saying, you know what it means. Why do you say that? You should be firm and clear and tell everyone because you know what it means. And so don't pretend that you don't, and da-da-da, this whole thing. And I thought that was funny. I was like, I don't know what it all means. That's the point. That's the point of living, walking around in my little meat body, is that my meat brain can't handle the magnitude of what it actually means. And so anyone who's walking around saying, I have the answers, follow me, I'll tell you, I would be wary of those people because they are putting themselves in a position of saying that they know best and they know better than anyone else. And I just don't necessarily think that that's true. I certainly don't think it's true for me. And so when I said that, oh, who knows what it means? It was a gentle acknowledgement and a surrender to the great mystery, which I still am a part of. Whether or not I had a moment of connection and mystical bliss, it doesn't mean that I now have all the answers and you should follow me because I'll make it right for you. I can't do that for you. We can all surrender to the flow that is everything. And through that, I think we'll have a more connected experience of life, but I don't know. So anyway, that was my response to that person. And I do think it was a sweet desire, because I also have that desire. I want all the answers. I want it all to be known. I've definitely been practicing it and continue to practice. Maybe if I can look for better questions and just keep asking interesting questions and stay curious, I think that's more fun. There's a beautiful story of one of the great Eastern Taoist or Zen masters, whose name I forget, but when I read it in this book on Taoist health and sexuality, it confused me at first because it didn't fit my idea of what sort of saintliness or enlightenment is. But basically this guy was considered one of the great sages, you know, like really a wise dude. But his whole thing, he traveled around, he had a donkey, and on that donkey was like sacks and sacks and sacks of alcohol. I think it was wine. I can't remember. And a shovel. And he had his like manservant who traveled with him. And the wine was because he was a drunk. He just drank continuously. And the shovel was so that when he dropped dead from drinking, his manservant could bury him where he fell. And the point to me of that is that you don't have to do anything to be enlightened. Like, enlightenment is not a destination, it's a state. And so that person was fully committed and engaged and in flow with his journey when he was drinking. Like, that was his thing. I don't want to live a life like that. I don't think it's very comfortable to live a life like that. But it's this idea of like, I'm not better than someone else. You're not better than someone else. We are all, in the eyes of infinity, we are all perfectly beautiful, perfectly acceptable, perfectly loved, perfectly forgiven, all of that, no matter what we've done, really. And that's a gnarly thing to think about and to acknowledge. Like, that's a big deal. I don't know how you do with that, but I struggle with that one a lot of the time. Anyway, so then the next verse is, I read futures in their veins, simply telling me that life always finds a way. Until I am back home again, I will sit here in wonder, learning how to pray. And so I read futures in their veins is looking at the leaves. They have veins. I'm looking at the leaves and seeing the futures. And what they're telling me is just that life always finds a way. Life is. And life includes death. And life and death are just parts of the same cycle. They're not enemies. One is not good. One is not evil. Growth and decay are both necessities. And they all are dualities which fit within the greater totality that is infinity. That is everything. When we go beyond duality and we find again that we are all one. And that's actually the truth. Until I am back home again, which is that line saying, until I'm there, until I'm beyond duality, until I return, till the circle around Nathan dissolves and Nathan becomes all again, I will sit here in wonder, learning how to pray. And prayer is gratitude. Prayer is offering up our little voices to the sky to say, I do not know, but I give thanks for the great mystery. So then we move on to another little chorus, and then we kind of have a part that I think was, this actually took me, this was not when I was sitting in that doorway in that moment. This took me a while. I had this like the sound, but I didn't know what I wanted to say there. And it slowly formed as I just hummed and hummed and hummed it over months. It came to say, can it mean what it seems? I am all that I have seen. Whether sacred or unclean, I am part of everything. And so that's just what I've been talking about, is like, can what I'm realizing, me, can this realization I've had looking at this leaf mean what it seems it means, which is that I am everything I have ever seen, and it is me. And whether it's sacred, whether it's the most beautiful, magnificent, holistic, fantastic, organic thing I've ever seen, or whether it's the nastiest, most intense, destructive thing I've ever seen, whether it's sacred or unclean, I am a part of everything, and it is a part of me. Yeah, and that's why one of those beautiful prayers, the Ho'oponopono, the Hawaiian practice. By the way, I'll try to put as many of these things in the show notes as I can. I can't promise to get it all. It takes so much time to like go back through and find all the little things I've said, but I will do my best to put, well, definitely now I'll put Ho'oponopono because I've said it, so I'll do it. But Ho'oponopono is basically this prayer that is, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And it's an offering. Anytime we see anything in the world that upsets us, we apologize, because if we see it, if it exists and we know it, it is because it is in us as well. We are it. It is us. We are one. There is no separation. So I'm sorry for the pain that I am a part of. Please forgive me. Asking for forgiveness. Forgiveness is like deep magic, real deep magic. And then thank you, acknowledging that the forgiveness is always there, always ready to exist and unfold and flower. I love you, because love is all. Love is at the base of it all. Love is where it all comes from. Love is where it's all going to. So there's that. And then the final chorus, and I almost had this in every chorus, but I kind of just wanted to keep it precious and almost like a little bonus at the end of the song, because we have the chorus again in every leaf a universe, in every verse a unity of leaves and trees and mysteries. Oh, who knows what it means? Who knows what it means? That repeats a few times. And then finally, the final little line is, now look at all these seeds. So who knows what it means? And then finally just, now look at all these seeds. And so it's, again, that curiosity, not knowing what it all means, but looking around and seeing, my gosh, look at the seeds. Look at all that is being planted in this world. Look at all the things. Look at creation unfolding around me. So I don't know what it means, but can we at least look at all the seeds? Because there's something there, and I think it's worth exploring. The expansion of everything, into everything, from everything, through everything, because everything, unfolding now and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that's my song, Every Leaf. What we're going to do now is have one more listen to it, which is what I love doing. So you can now decide, does it feel different listening to it now? Do you get more from it? Does it take away from your experience? These are all things I would love to hear from you. And please enjoy another listen of Every Leaf.
In every leaf a universe, in every verse a unity of leaves and trees and mysteries, oh, who knows what it means? In every leaf a universe, in every verse a unity of leaves and trees and mysteries, oh, who knows what it means? I am sitting in your shade, filled with gratitude for every leaf you've made. The sun is shining bright today, so I'll rest a while and soon I will be on my way. In every leaf a universe, in every verse a unity of leaves and trees and mysteries, oh, who knows what it means? I read futures in their veins, simply telling me that life always finds a way. until I am back home again. I will sit here in wonder, learning how to pray in every leaf a universe, in every verse a unity of leaves and trees and mysteries. Oh, who knows what it means? Can it be?
I keep hearing the little air bubble pop there. Well, that's it, really. That was Every Leaf. You've heard it twice. You've heard the most in-depth story I've ever told of it, maybe the most in-depth I ever will tell. And now, really, the ball is in your court. You can press stop at this point, or you can continue listening to a little more of me rambling on a little bit. My favorite thing that you could do would be to go to nakedwithnate.com/everyleaf, one word, and tell me a story about it. What does it make you feel? Did you prefer it the first time when you didn't know the story? Does it feel better? Do you think I am an infidel, that I am blaspheming against the name of whatever you choose to call God by talking about divinity in this way? Do you think that using psilocybin is an impossible way to connect to God? Do you, I mean, these are all contrary things, but are there anything? I want to hear it. Well, that's, I guess, what I'm trying to say is whether it's going, Nathan, you're amazing. I love you. I think you're great. Or I think you're batshit crazy and you should never do another podcast. And here's why. At least tell me the reason if that is your opinion, because I want to hear it all. I'm here to have a conversation. I do not have the answers. I have questions. I am curious. And until I am back home again, I will sit here in wonder, learning how to pray. Yeah, thank you hugely with all my dear little heart to my patrons who make this whole thing possible. And I would like to mention some names. This is one of the rewards on Patreon, and it is long overdue. So to John Dwyer, Michael Haliger, Christina, Kendra Pochad, Jenna Reed, Rukia, Peggy Perry, and Alex Strothman-Evans, your rewards are now fulfilled. Thank you so much. This is your personal shout out on the Getting Naked with Nate podcast. I can click complete on that. And to all the others who are deserving of credits as part of your rewards, I will put your names into the show notes. Thank you so much. This is also a subtle and now completely unsubtle invitation to become a patron on Patreon. It is how I stay funded as a full-time creator so that I have the time to think of these songs, to sit in doorways and stare at leaves and bring you this music, bring you this podcast. If you can't afford it, that's completely rad. Just keep listening, keep sharing, keep getting whatever you need out of it. And if you are one of those blessed people in this world who can afford an extra $5 a month or $500 a month, whatever it may be, and you'd like to share some of that with me, then please go to nakedwithnate.com/everyleaf. And click that become a patron button. You can also leave a review. Reading reviews is basically one of my all-time favorite things. I absolutely love them. Obviously, ideally when they're 5-star and very positive, but any critical, positive, helpful feedback is completely welcome. Again, you will find a link to leave a review at the show notes. Anything you can do in that area would be greatly helpful. And then just listening, subscribing, sharing, telling your friends about it, becoming one of those wonderful humans who makes an effort to step out into the world through social media or with the people that you meet and to say, this dude, Nate Maingard, is worth getting naked with emotionally, possibly physically, but that's not something that I do with too many people, but definitely emotionally. So come and hang out and do the good things. We have some epic guests on the way. I cannot even believe I'm getting to say this, but the holistic psychologist is coming on my podcast. When I first started following her on Instagram, she had maybe 100,000 followers, which is already insane. Like, wow, oh my gosh. And she's now well over 1 million, and it's only like 6 months later. For good reason, because she is an actual doctor of psychology who has really just focused on breaking open the box of development, of self-healing, and she's helping so many people, and she's going to be on the podcast. That's going to be really rad. That's in a few weeks' time. And then I also have Johan Hari, who wrote the book Lost Connections, all about the real causes of depression and their ways to help. He's coming on as well. So anyway, there's lots more, but I don't want to go into too many right now. But those are some of the things. I also have more songs I'd love to share this way. But you can direct this. You can tell me what you want more of, less of. So take that next step. Go to nakedwithnate.com/everyleaf or just nakedwithnate.com. Either will work. And leave me your thoughts. Say hello. Leave a voice note. I'll play it on the podcast. You can request specific topics. You can whatever. Tell me stories. I am so keen to hear from you. I could go on because I love the sound of my own voice, obviously. But for now, I will leave you with this thank you. Thank you. It is a great pleasure to be able to share this with you, whoever you are, wherever you are. I trust that it is what you need. I trust that it helps, that brings you closer to yourself, closer home to the heart of all things that you are a part of. And thanks for getting naked with Nate. I'll see you next week.
Well, I'm here naked. That's the truth, and so are you, and it's okay to remember that it's okay to really